You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
All right, Black and White Sports supporters, let's talk about the Steelers. And quite a surprise when I read this a few minutes ago, and this is now just starting to percolate around the news sphere. But the idea that Justin Fields could have multiple roles, not just as quarterback, but as special teamer, punt returner, kick returner. If you're Justin Fields, aren't you sort of risking your NFL career as a quarterback if you decide to do this? Now, I will say this. If you're Justin Fields, I can understand maybe considering a Taysom Hill kind of role where you're catching some passes, you're taking some snaps at running back, where you're maybe turning yourself into Cordell Stewart, right, or Taysom Hill, and you get these multiple touches. Maybe you mess around and score 10 touchdowns on the ground. It's a way to get you involved. We know they're probably not going to pick up the fifth-year option. That's already come out, and that's been out there. Unless something happens. Now, there is a world, let's say Russell Wilson gets hurt, and Justin Fields comes in and plays out of his mind, then they might look at picking up the option. Or they could come back, and just because they don't pick up the option doesn't mean that they can't offer him another contract of some kind, and he could take it, right? But we're going to find out, and I heard this, and I was like, wow. So, Justin Fields' return, man. This is ESPN. Maybe if the Steelers' special teams coordinator, Danny Smith, has his way, in a live recording of Cam Hayward's Not Just Football podcast from the Steelers' draft party over the weekend, running back Jaylen Warren said that Smith suggested Fields, among the Steelers acquired in a March trade with the Bears, could return kickoffs with the rule change preventing players from moving until the returner touches the ball. So he's saying maybe it'll be a lot safer, which they're hoping it will be under the rule change. That might bring in Justin Fields and put him in play. Okay, I mean, I guess I can see that, maybe. Quote, I think it's pretty good, Warren told Hayward when asked how he felt about the new kickoff rules. As soon as you touch the ball, that's when everything starts to happen. Our special teams coordinator was talking about Justin Fields being back there. We're like, hold up. We looked at him and said, Justin Fields is about to be back there? I don't know. I think it's cool. I think it's interesting. I do. You got Cordell Patterson on this team. So that's another guy I would think they might take a look at as opposed to Justin Fields. You know, wouldn't that be the shits that, let's say you're playing a game and Justin Fields gets knocked out and then Russell Wilson gets knocked out in the same game. You know, I can't remember. Is it Kyle Allen maybe is who they've got right now as a third stringer? I'd have to check. I mean, they let Rudolph go, and I understand why they let Kenny Pickett go. Smith, who has been with the Steelers special team, has been the special teams coordinator since 2013, is known for being an innovative mind, but this is more out of the box than usual for the 70-year-old. A mobile quarterback who ran a 4.45 40 at the combine in 2021, Fields would be a fun, if non-traditional, option as returner. I agree, it's interesting. It's unlikely, though, that Fields would actually return kicks, not only because the Steelers signed return specialist Cordell Patterson earlier this offseason, but because a backup quarterback participating in a kickoff return is a high-risk move. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. It's unclear if the special team snaps would count towards the playtime clause in the trade with the Bears. If Fields plays 51% or more of the offensive snaps, the 2025 sixth-round pick the Steelers gave up for Fields becomes a fourth-rounder. Interesting. So a full two-round jump. That's interesting. This is also interesting. Fields' prowess as a special teamer remains to be seen, but Warren did compliment the leadership. Quote, it's night and day difference with leadership, Warren said, of having Fields and Russell in the building. They bring a lot. They help out a lot. They tell us how to run the route. They're really on it when you don't run it in a certain way. They're big on details, kind of what we preach, and it helps a lot. Yikes. That's just a shot across the bow at Kenny Pickett, I think. That's what it sounds like to me. It's a night and day difference with their leadership. And maybe that's why so many of these Steelers players liked Mason Rudolph last year. They liked Mason Rudolph more than they liked Kenny Pickett. And, you know, Kenny Pickett's gone. Now, that's all you need to know about Kenny Pickett, that he didn't even want to compete against Russell Wilson. Dude, you got to have more fire than that. You just do. Quote, it's going to be his biggest difference is very interactive in meetings. You want to pay attention because he's going to call on you if you're not paying attention. He's talking about Arthur Smith. So, and I do think Arthur Smith's a pretty good upgrade. Let's roll over here real fast because I just wanted to read this from Benjamin Albright. They've called about, talking about the Steelers, they've called about Ayuk and Sutton. Sutton over with the Broncos, Cortland, and have been rebuffed, at least with opening talks. They called about DK, and that's DK Metcalf of the Seahawks. I don't believe a trade would get done there until after June 1st, if one got done at all. They've called a half a dozen teams about getting a wide receiver. Wow. So the Steelers are still chasing a wide receiver. I thought, you know, it looked like they were going to get Ayuk for about a 10-day period. I mean, it got burning white hot with Ayuk and then, boop, fizzle. And I'm still not too sure he doesn't hang around, but there's been some fire about Ayuk and the Patriots. I don't know if that would happen. Debo supposedly not on the market. Supposedly neither one of them are on the market. I don't know that I believe that at this point. I think, shit, most anybody's on the market if the price gets high enough and some team's willing to pay for it. I mean, come on, let's be real. If somebody called up and offered the Niners 2 first-round picks for Brandon Ayuk, he's traded. But they're not going to do that, and I can't say I blame them. There's going to be a big fat-ass contract involved here. So, back around to Justin Fields, folks. I find this interesting because it is my belief that there is a good chance that Justin Fields will be the starting quarterback for the, I'm calling it, for the Steelers by game 8. All right, not game 9, game 8. So a little more than half the season, I think Justin Fields is going to get a look at the starting quarterback position, because I think Russell is going to be similar to what he was last year in Denver. There's going to be some stats that look real good. But when Arthur Smith realizes Russell is not throwing the ball to certain receivers that end up being open, by the way, those receivers, George Pickens, he's not going to be happy about that. He's not. I mean, Mason Rudolph, he threw the ball with more timing and rhythm than Russell Wilson does. All right, Russell Wilson's an improviser. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. I just think, ultimately, Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan are going to want to see what Justin Fields has got before they let him out the door next year or after the season. Kick returner, punt returner, I just don't know. That seems very risky to me. And I'm going to say it doesn't happen. Now, some, let's say 5 snaps on offense, running back, receiver, something like that, maybe. Goal line, you know, Wildcat, yeah, that makes some sense. It does. Tell me what you think. Peace, I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.